fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey folks, what's going on? Madhouse Radio's back on the air. Again, special show, April 20th, 2008. 3 p.m., it's a Sunday. We're not used to doing shows at that time.
Happy holiday.
I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I'm not very happy. Simple reason being, I'm an Orlando Magic fan. They're playing the first game of the playoffs tonight, today, this afternoon. I can't find it. It's blacked out. They're playing the Lakers instead. Come on, man. This is Orlando. I got it on ABC right now. I don't know. Is it on TNT or so? Someone verify for me if you can. Are the Magic playing on TNT or TBS or ESPN2 or, I don't know, something? They're not on the Magic channel. The Magic have their own channel here, and they're not on.
It's got to be on the radio at least.
It is. Well, I can watch the ticker. Right now it's 110. Magic are up 110 to 97. With the minute 28 left in the fourth, so it's their game. But still, I'd like to watch it, you know? Yeah. I totally forgot about the game until now. I was expecting to play at night. I forgot playoff season, they usually do those early games. But okay, we're here, man. It's time to do a show, as promised. Hitler's birthday is today, April 20th. Take with that as you will. Okay, that's enough of that. Anyway, so we're going to do shows tonight, and we're going to have fun. We're going to do pranks. I got a lot of numbers here already from Mr. Lonesome Loser. Already checking in. Brother Man Lonesome Losersome is checking in. We got a call from Washington, Texas? Since when is Washington, Texas a... No calls
Washington,
yet.
Texas?
I guess so. That's what it says, Washington, TX. I didn't know there was a Washington, TX. That is weird, man. I tell you what. Scariness. Okay, anyway, so we got a lot of numbers to the call tonight, Lonesome Loser. He's sending numbers for the Fremont Retirement Villa. And that is in Fremont, imagine that. Fremont, California. They've got a webcam. The Hilton Head Brew Pub... with a webcam also. They're on Hilton Head, South Carolina. Very expensive real estate there. D&D Family Billiards in Dowingtown, PA. And we also got the Depot Diner in Fremont as well. We need background music. I'm sorry, a guy. I know, Tuck, that you turn off the background music, but if you don't mind turning that back on, I'd appreciate it, please. Something a little... in a more low key.
Where is it?
Low beat for this type of day. You know, this is a sad day.
Can't find it. Did I had it? Then I can't find it.
Dude, I had it somewhere. Here, man.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Why are you yelling, man? All
right. There it is. Who's here tonight? Today? I'm gonna be saying tonight all day. It's afternoon. It's 3 o'clock, man. It's still morning in it was morning up until now on the left coast.
It's the day of the Greek goddess. The pseudo-pagan holiday, neo-holiday, is arising. And, yeah, man, it's like, wow, you know.
Man, whoa.
Yeah. All right, so we're here with Brandon Vegas is in the house. Brandon Vegas, I ain't ask you a question here in a second. Remind me to ask you my question after I introduce Ted. Ted. What's up, Brandon? Ted is here. Of course, Tuck is your old
friend. How are you?
Ben Ochad. What is it? What is the damn thing again? Ben Chad? Benny Chad? Ben Ochad?
Am I here or am I not?
Ban Chod. I'm going to yell that. There's a bunch of Indians that work in my building. On the floor downstairs, there's a software company, and there's a bunch of Indians. And every day I go by and I say, I should just yell out, you know, Ben Chod or whatever it is that it is. And say, oh, yeah, my Indian friend said it was hi. I'm trying to be sociable. This seems like, what does it mean, motherfucker?
Totally, man. You should, like, wave at them.
I'll be honest, like, Ben Chod.
Sister fucker.
And they were like, what? And I was like, no, my friend, he's Indian, and he said that's, you know, how you say what's up. I talk to them every once in a while. They're cool dudes.
Totally. You should
yeah.
do it.
They're cool dudes. That's I'll do it to them because I know them. Because I like to go out on the. There's a dock behind my job. I like to go out there. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I like to go back there. But they smoke cigarettes, and that's the smoking area is out by the dock. So I'll pass them every day, and I'll say, "Hey, what's up?" You know. And they're cool people. So I'm going to do that to them tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday, right? Yeah. All right, good. So, yeah, as it is, good afternoon. We're on Justin.TV. On Madhouse at MadhouseLive.com, I have made some changes. You will know the news, the Wikipedia page, the wiki page, rather, that we had started. On top of that, you can also check out our video archives. Our video stream is up there now. It's through Justin.TV. It's got clips of us doing the show. You know, basically just me holding a phone or talking into the mic while other people prank call or I prank call. So it's something to do, something to check out. That's over the MadhouseLive.com website.
Just, I was watching that earlier today. I was finally going over to the Justin TV site and was watching like the clips from Thursday night's show.
Yeah.
And it's like, nice. Why do you have two phones?
This phone here, the one in front of me that I'm pointing to right now, the main phone, this is for pranking purposes, and this is where people call in on. This is the... That's the live phone, okay?
Okay.
Alright, now, in the back here, this is a completely different landline, and it's basically the back line for Milkman to call in and for me to make calls immediate. It's got free long distance.
Okay.
It's actually gotcha. It's connected to my cable modem, which is right here. I get phone service for like $12.99 through Comcast, and you know, for $12.99 a month, I got an extra phone line here. It's a backup in case the AT&T line goes down, and it gets free long distance, so I can call, you know, people long distance without having to use a phone card for personal reasons, you know. And I said, what the hell? It's right here, and I just I don't use it because it actually there's some packet loss on it, not much, but it's noticeable, and it I would rather stick with the reliable AT&T, formerly known as Bell South line. And thank you, everybody. Go to BellSouth.com. Sponsor of the first 2 minutes of the show tonight. In those 2 minutes,
we love you
today. God damn it, damn it! Every time I do that, I'm gonna do this. All right, we'll look for that. Babies Are Delicious is checking in. There's actually... do we have anybody who's listening? We have seven listeners right now.
Wow.
Seven listeners. This was worth
the magic seven, man. Magic seven, baby.
Lucky number seven.
That's a magic number.
Hey,
like
guys.
Three, but seven.
If you go to the Madhouse Live website, you'll see that there's a news item regarding last night. Before I make any mentions, is everybody here in agreement that we should talk about it? Ted and Tuck and Brandon, if either of you, we will not mention what it is at this point. I'm not going to say what it is. You all know what it is, I'm assuming. If any three of you would like to object, just say aye, and we will move on and completely not mention it all for the rest of the show. You have 5 seconds. Anyway, let's do some prank calls. Man, I am out of it. Ted, I would ask you for your opinion, but I don't want to put you on a spot, and I'd rather not talk about it anymore. We're going to try a new dialing service here for a spoof card because it's not working if I dial through. But apparently, this is amazing here, folks. I now have the ability. I'm on a web page now for spoof card. It asks me for 5 things. The phone number I'm calling. Oh, it asks me for my phone number, the destination number, the number that's shown in the ID, if I want to use the voice changer, and do I want to record the call. And I click place call. It'll call the studio. I pick it up, and it connects the call. No more dialing and this and that and dial tone and worrying about the numbers going up. The numbers are going out on the air and this and that. Not anymore. You know why? Because we have this service. This is awesome. I just found it out of a whim. I just was looking around the spoof card site, and I tested it, and it works, folks. Isn't that awesome? This is going to speed up things so much on the show. This is a positive day. Let us be happy. Let us pray, everybody. Let us pray.
It's a positive day for all the happy people. No hate for happy people. We're all happy. And God bless the goddess Shiva.
I would like, yes, that's true. And I would like to welcome all happy people who are listening tonight. You're always welcome here. Please call in. And we'll be more than happy to speak about, you know, what happy people talk about. Speaking of happy people, let's go ahead and call Key West. We have the Two Friends Patio Restaurant. They have a webcam that's up.
So. Bet you there's a bunch of happy people down there, isn't there?
Oh, son of a bitch, I bet you there is. Oh, yeah, let me, I'm going to copy-paste this for the people in the chat room. Everyone who's listening, please go ahead and make it a point. Go on over to justin.tv /madhouseradio and enter the room and just turn down the volume on that if you want, or listen on there through there, whatever you want. It'll all count towards the membership. Just turn down the audio on one of them. Don't play them both at the same time because you'll be confused. We're trying to get a lot more people watching.
Right, might give you a freak out.
Exactly. We got three people watching right now, so please join in and help get our numbers up on there. New News in charge of that also. New News very good at promoting us on Justin.TV. New News says spoof Tim Searcy's cell phone from his office. Hey, that's awesome. What's the numbers? We'll call Tim Searcy. He's the president of the American Telemarketers Association. That's always a fun time. Okay, so we're going to call Two Friends Patio Restaurant. Let me,
I think he's not a happy person.
I bet you he's not.
A sad person.
Nah, he's a angry person, even, I would say. Let me, I'm going to shoot this over here to the, Give me a second here. Let me log in over here on the old Google Talk. I'm going to Google myself so I can watch the webcam here, also on the alternate computer. What's been going on with you, Tuck? Let's break up the monotony here for a little bit. Talk about your comics or something.
Comics, I don't know much about. I know June 17th, Muck Stiggy's My Friend CD, out in stores everywhere, will be out. Speaking of happy people, it promotes happiness and everything like that. It's a white rapper guy comedy out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I did the artwork for it, and you can see it on my MySpace, Tucker Mike, and Muck Sticky's MySpace is Muck Sticky, and check it out, and go and get it. Support all the happiness that's out there. You know what I'm saying?
Support all that happy meat, everybody. Okay, here we go. Coming up in a moment, the Two Friends Patio Restaurant, Karaoke Bar, Key West.
Well, hey there, hi there, ho there. What do you say there, brother man?
Not much.
Oh, baby. How's the karaoke business going for you folks?
Good.
I'm interested in breaking into it, so I'm just calling around some of the businesses. I'm actually on vacation in Key West, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, we saw the sunset last night. Beautiful, beautiful act that we had watching the sunset. I've never seen the sunset before. From the southern, like, really south, you know.
Right.
A lot more mosquitoes in this part of town, I'll admit to you. What are your thoughts on the gay population here? Are they big into the karaoke?
I don't know. I would say some are.
Some are, right?
We don't see a lot.
You know, do you think... Would you say there's a gay agenda in this case? Not an agenda, but just a mentality that they don't like to do karaoke, because I'm going to be opening my bar the area has a high concentration of the gays. So my concern is that, you know, maybe it's not, you know, part of their gay culture, you know. So you wouldn't have any idea? You know, are there any gay or so-called bisexuals there right now?
This seems like an awkward kind of conversation.
Well, I'm really, you know, I'm just asking you as a brother in Christ. I really need help in making this investment. I only got one shot. I'm getting a loan for $30,000. And I'm actually, you know, I've taken a second mortgage out of my house in order to open this business. So I'm seriously just looking to see if this is going to be, you know, I need to make sure this works the first time around. And there's like 60% of the people are the gays that are going to be coming to the restaurant, according to the information I received from the gentleman I hired, Mr. Vallison. So, you wouldn't mind just asking, it sounds like you know that there is someone there who might be a person of gender?
I am.
You are? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so do you like the karaoke?
I'm not really into singing. I'm not a very good singer.
Okay.
I'm tone deaf.
Oh, I see. Well, would you say...
So I won't get on stage.
Well, what about perhaps, do you have a partner?
I don't think it's an issue of gay or straight. I think it's an issue of do they like to sing or not sing.
That's a beautiful statement. That's a beautiful statement. You're right. You know what? I shouldn't worry about it at all.
Yeah, we see all kinds of people, all walks of life, come in here and sing.
Right.
And I really think that's what it is.
Okay.
People think that, you know, I'll tell you what, everybody that gets on stage is a rock star.
Awesome.
And they think they are.
We're all rock stars, brother. We're all rock stars. Gay, straight, so-called bisexuals, all of us rock stars, man. Thank you, brother, man. That's a beautiful statement for the night. For the day, even. I got a minus star already. Jeez.
Alright, have a good night.
How long have you been a gay for?
Life.
For life? Since you were born?
Yep.
Really? When did you realize it? When you were like 6, 7?
It was early, yeah. I don't know when.
You come from a broken family?
Yeah.
You do? Well, there it is.
Nothing to do with it.
You sure?
Yep.
Because, you know, there's a study that I read.
I gotta go to work, bud.
My pastor told me a study that it's curable.
No, no.
Would you be interested?
No.
The cure, I'll tell you where the cure. It's in one place, and it's not the Bible. It's in my pants. All right, that was good. Look at that. See, we're making friends already with the happy people.
I told you guys, we didn't have anything to worry about. That was fun.
Yeah, it was cool. It's great, man.
All right. That's... oh, man. That is too funny. Okay, so Nunu, sir. Nunu is checking in. He sent us the number already for... He sent us the number here for Tim Searcy, president of the American Telemarketers Association, the ATA. And that brings up Brandon Vegas. Are you listening? And are you vocal?
Yeah.
All right, Brandon, do you still have that American Telemarketer night from Zolar and me and Reclude and Milkman in 2005? Do you still have that?
It's on a CD somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Is there any way you can upload that for me? I've gotten a bunch of requests for it since I mentioned it on the Wikipedia. You can or you can't?
I have to dig through my CD spindles. I'll have to look for it. It's in there somewhere.
All right. Well, if you can, because you sent it to me once, and I'm looking all over the place for it, and I can't find it. I don't know what it's titled. You don't remember what you might have titled that MP3? Probably not. That was a long time ago.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I know I've got to have it somewhere, but I can't.
It was labeled Zolar. I saw that, and it was like 4 hours long.
Yeah. I looked up, did a search for Zolar. I found a bunch of Zolar stuff, but not that episode. I can't find it, so I think I might have lost it. Maybe I deleted it somehow. I don't know. So, yeah, if you can, that'd be great. Anyway, so...
I'll look for it.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to ask you. If not, maybe someone else out there has it. I don't know. Maybe I'll find it. Nunu is reporting. Speaking of that, Tim Searcy, the president of the ATA, he wants us to call his cell phone, and we're going to spoof the number as from his office, and the janitor is going to be complaining that the toilets are too messy. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be changing my voice to sound like a man. Not that I don't sound like a man now, but I'm going to be using the voice changer on the spoof card, so you're going to hear it in regular sound. Regular.
How can you hate half the people when you're lying yourself?
Yeah. You're going to hear it in regular sound, okay, everybody? But Mr. Searcy is going to hear it much lower, so it'll sound like an African-American, or maybe it's going to sound like a redneck. This is our unnamed character that we have yet to come with a name for. Maybe we'll come up with a name now. Anyway, so after this call, if it goes successfully, as I expect it to, I will then quickly go online and play it, instant replay, for everybody to hear it. Hopefully, we'll see if it works out. Let me get this ready here, everybody. We'll be right back in a moment with the next prank of the night. This is Tim Searcy, and remember, the voice is being changed to sound deeper, and it's looking on his caller ID like they're calling him from his office at work, okay? So, Hopefully he picks up. It's in the afternoon. He should still be around, so let's check it out.
Come on, sir, pick up.
Hi, reach the phone of Tim Searson. It's not available right now, but if you'll leave your name, number.
What a waste of time. Oh, well, we tried. But see, that is the power. Oh, woohoo, watch out. That's my cock. That is the power of the spoof card, everybody. So, you know, if you ever have an idea like that where we can make it look like work's calling your friend or the wife is calling your best friend or something like that and we can prank, let us know. You know, we'll make it happen, all right, folks? Anyway, that was we did a 13-minute call? Seriously, that was Friday. Okay, that last call we did was 4 minutes 55 seconds to the gay guy. That is really funny that he was actually gay. There's nothing funny about that. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I'm just saying it was kind of interesting that that was the case. The Concord. You know what I want to call? Previously, let's see if this works out. Previously, in the Madhouse forums, which everyone should go to madhouselive.com and register and post in the forums. Because I see they've been slowing down a little bit. Tuck's been posting some Doctor Who, classic Doctor Who episodes that are really good. Thank you, Tuck, for that, by the way. Good stuff.
Yeah, classics, man. You gotta get into it.
Yes, sir.
Good for you. Good for your soul. Good for your brain.
Good for your brain. Brain food. Brain food. I'm gonna have some salmon tonight, man. I'm excited. Have a nice dinner. Nice hearty dinner tonight. These are numbers for an elevator. You know the elevators have a phone system in them usually. For you to call an emergency, and they usually have the ability for you to, you can actually call it, like, if you knew there was an emergency in the elevator, a rescue person, a rescue professional could call the elevator and speak to whoever's inside the elevator. Anyway, so we're going to be able to hack into that phone. We've got, they're in the Georgetown University. This one in particular is in Rice Hall, which apparently is a very busy part of that school, and it is finals week, we understand, so there's a good chance that people are probably going in and out. So let's try it. We're going to call the elevator in Rice Hall at Georgetown University, that is. Everyone, take a listen to this. We'll be right back.
And put it in. I don't even have to type the number, dude. Beautiful.
That's awesome, man. Oops. Far out.
Hello. This is Elevator Patrol. Is anyone in here? Hello, please respond. I don't think there's anybody in this elevator. There it is. Hello? If you're in this elevator, please report. No, elevator's definitely not running. Damn it, we gotta do that during the week.
I was hoping it would have been early enough that there would be people. I guess it is Sunday, perhaps. Maybe.
Oh, that's cool. You got
it's
the number
Sunday. No one's in the elevator, man.
Yeah, well, I called it during the day once to test it, and it was funny. I called it, and I'm like, hello, this is elevator security or something. And Lily's like, I think I hit the button on accident. And I said, no, I got a report of a gas alert in the elevator. I was like, do you smell anything? She's like, no. And I said, well, I got a report that someone just broke wind in the elevator. And she started laughing, and I hung up. It was really funny. I had a great time with that. That was so juvenile, but hey. Like the gas alarm had tripped. You know, natural gas alarm. Let me try a different,
question, you being the king of pranks.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man. Beautiful. And I asked someone, do they shit in the toilet? Beautiful.
What?
You have 31 minutes
remaining. I like it when this is dialing because it goes beep, beep. Sounds like NASA back in here. Hello? What the fuck is this?
I think that elevator was crashing.
Oh, that's far out, man.
Dude, that elevator is crashing, man. It's like, it's making that noise from the cartoon,
that's,
you know?
Like, wow, people are, like, falling, man. Yeah. That was like, wow, man, this guy's with spread is like what?
That is cool, man. Okay. Nunu says it's 9 p.m. in the UK. Oh, wow. It's already 9 p.m. Good God, man. You guys are early as hell. Not early, but I mean, you know what I mean? You guys are ahead of the game. Like 5 hours ahead. They're like our superiors. Jeez. All right, so who's next?
That's why they turn their nose down at us.
I guess so. Okay, we got the Hogs Breast Saloon. Dude, the Hogs Breast Saloon, I've been there before. That's in Key West. That's a biker bar. I'm going to mess with them. Are you crazy? They'll kill me. Their shirts are very famous. Like, people buy them, like, as status symbols. And, like, if you're a biker in Florida, you wear a Hogs Breast Saloon. I think there's a lot of gays there, too. All right, and the news is here. The magic...
Nice branding.
The magic...
You have to brand yourself to... frivolous.
All right, breaking news here. The Magic definitely did confirm win 114.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Just sports update. 114-100 Magic over the Raptors today in Game One of the NBA final of the NBA playoffs in their first.
Cool. There we go.
I don't know. I don't know if Tuck and Ted. I don't think you guys are basketball followers. If anybody out there is, do you know? Is it best of three or best of four now for the
not at all
first round?
No.
Well, if anybody knows who's listening, let me know, because I thought they had changed the first round to best of four, but I got a feeling that it's best of three again now for the first round, so if anybody knows, if anybody cares, let me know. I just don't feel like Wikipediaing it right now. It's just a lot of work. This just seems like a lot of work right now. Wow.
All that typing.
Yeah, fuck that.
And hitting return.
I'm so lazy, I don't even want to dial the numbers anymore. I'm making my computer do it for me. All right, we're calling the Hogs Breast Saloon. I'm in Key West. One moment.
Like, you're lazy. You don't even die anymore. Have people call for you. Wonder why people are saying it's true. Just weird.
Hey, guys, stop for the cops if they pull you over, man. You know what I mean? Hello? I heard something.
Please enter your password, then press pound.
Password?
I'm sorry. This number is not valid.
Must be the wrong number. Well, I know the password isn't 6969.
Ooh, you've been a bad boy.
I guess so. That didn't go through. All right. We got a number here from Nunu for a crazy person. This crazy individual. From the UK is totally paranoid and thinks if a newsreader smirks, they are mocking him. What is a newsreader? Okay. A guy was masturbating outside his window a few years ago and he thinks it was a government agent. Oh, man, you're a wacky nut, sir.
Sounds logical to me.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense what would happen. Let's try that. Hang on.
Hello? I'm sorry, what? Is this a recording or a real human being? Hello? Hola? Pronto? What the fuck was that?
Pronto, chi parla?
Jesus Christ, that was kind of freaky. Did you hear that? It sounded like weird French.
Yeah, well, that was weird.
It's like, a couvert
hotel.
Yeah. What language is this? Jeez, is that like Guyana?
Going off on a thing.
Is it Swahili or something?
No.
Let's hear a replay.
My name is...
I don't know. Where did you call?
That's Swahili for doggy style.
Itwa, that's and you, isn't it? I know what itwa means, and you.
And or, too, Brute.
Yeah, well, we're talking, this is French. Apparently it's French. It sounds like a French-speaking immigrant in the UK, black, so more than likely that was probably an African of some sort, maybe from Zaire or the Republic of Congo or Rwanda or something. Yeah, that's my and I'm pretty good at you know pointing out stuff. We're gonna try to call again and see if maybe we can communicate better, or get a translator here on the line. I speak Swahili, so we're okay. Yeah. Let's try that again, folks. Let me get Afro Man back on the line here.
Do you know anyone called that?
Now it's ringing weird. Uh oh.
Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm sorry about the.
Hello,
hello ma'am. Can you hear me? Hello? Jesus Christ. I don't even know how to work a phone in that country.
Good God, I mean, Jesus. What's wrong with these Africans can't play, use a phone?
Yo, you want some of this or what?
I don't know. Sure.
Hell yeah, bad guy.
All right. Anyway, what was that about? All right, so any suggestions here, folks? I'm going to, not Milkman. Oh, Milkman. Oh, I miss Milkman. I need to get Milkman back here, man.
Is he working? What's the ETA on Milkman?
He's sleeping, man. Today? He's in the middle of his sleep cycle now.
Wow.
He's in his second REM cycle right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs his rest.
Wow.
He'll be... He might check in, but we got about an hour left of show here. Because I got company coming over, as I said earlier. Let me make sure. Is Justin TV working over here? Let's make sure here real quick. Yeah, it's working. Oh, I forgot to record, though. Fuck. That was retarded. Although, I don't think it's important to record, because you don't even have to record. It archives everything, I think. I don't know. That's the experience that I've had in it, with it. And then maybe it's a good thing. A show like this, like I'm having tonight. Today. There we go. Did it again. Son of a bitch.
And then you can go back later and grab the clips you want.
Yeah, that's the thing. See, what I'm going to start doing when I have a good prank call, like that gay one, I hope it comes up, right? Because then I can actually go ahead and I can mark that section and make it by itself so people can go and watch it. It's a beautiful thing. And I can actually upload them to YouTube directly from Justin.TV. I click a button. Just like that. On YouTube. And whenever I do that, it sends a bulletin automatically to MySpace. Just like that. And then even Twitter. I got a Twitter account now on Twitter. Just like that.
We're getting lazier and lazier.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't even have to doubt, dude. This I can fuck. I'm not going to retire now. Next May. If I can do the show like this, pretty soon I'll just sit. I could just sit here with my balls in my hand, you know. Just, you know. Oh, hey, don't back off.
Hey. What's up? It's a show.
Yeah.
Here, I'm gonna push a button, and I'm gonna say something funny. And I'm gonna push another button, and it's gonna dial a phone. And then my archive self is gonna say funny things from it and piss people off. It'd be so great.
Mm-hmm.
Funny, wow.
True.
Smoke weed every day.
Word.
Word, man. Word. That was deep shit, dude. All right, just an update here. Lakers, Lakers are tied with the Nuggets, 56-56, and they got about 30 seconds left in the second quarter, left in the half. And the Magic, as I said before, have won 114-110 against the Toronto Raptors. Coming up later tonight, this evening, the 76ers at Pistons, and the Atlanta Hawks at the Boston Celtics. Each of those games being the first in their series, the beginning of the NBA playoffs. Hopefully we have a good playoff run here, not a lot of fights. I don't know. Is the Heat... the Heat didn't make it, so I know they're not going to have any fights. They're usually
fights
the troublemakers.
Fights is fun, though, man. Fights is fun. That's what makes it worthwhile and newsworthy.
Well, the fighting teams in the NBA generally are the Heat and the Knicks, and neither of them made the playoffs this year. I'm pretty sure the Heat didn't make it to the playoffs. So we don't have anything to worry about there.
Yeah.
Not action. Just games now. Who cares about that? Who wants to see games? Okay, anyway, we're talking too much. We're yammering. Let's go ahead and do another prank call. We're going to call. We did that one already. I got Pizza Roma. And this is in Miami. Wow, a lot of Florida calls today. Excellent. Well, we got Coffee Gallery in Halawea, Hawaii. And it's like... It's still morning there. It's probably like noon right now, like 12-something. That might be fun. Let's call that instead. Let's call Hawaii. All right, everybody, we're going to call Hawaii. Yay! We're right back.
Coffee Gallery, this is Alvin.
Hey, how you doing there, lady?
Hello? Oh, man. That's because I changed the voice. We'll do it again without changing the voice. Does it dial back? I don't think it does. Hang on. We'll try it again without fucking around. Hang on, folks. My bad. I got something in my lips. Jaden, when that happens.
Happy
Holly. Hey. Are you guys open?
Yeah, we're open.
Okay. Because, I'm in town. I'm from out of state.
Okay.
Do you guys do the Kona thing here?
Yeah, we sell Kona.
Yeah, Kona? What's in that Kona that makes it so good?
It's grown on fertile ground from volcanic ash.
Oh, God.
So the after flavor is very bold.
It's got like an ash flavor to it, right?
What?
It's got like an ash flavor to it?
No, not really.
What about...
It's kind of hard to explain.
Like clay, kind of. Like it's got a clay earth kind of... The tannins in there are just something else.
No, not like clay. It's just very, I don't know, there are lots of layers to it.
Would you compare it to Dabu coffee from Polynesia?
I've never had Dabu coffee from Polynesia.
You carry it all?
No.
Excuse me. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's a certain time of day. Hey. The Dabu coffee itself, it grows on a former United States Army landfill in Polynesia from World War II. So it's got a lot of gasoline that's leached into the soil.
Okay.
And a lot of...
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm alone and I've got customers.
You're alone? Oh, honey, are you alone?
Well, yeah, so I need to go, but if you can come in and get our kind of coffee, it's great.
It's not safe for you to be alone or all by yourself, lady.
Yeah, it is.
Little girls like you shouldn't be all alone.
That's okay. All right, I gotta go.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, bye.
Blah, blah, blah. Bye. She's still there. For the record, everybody, she's still there.
I think I didn't know she was still there. Woman, I knew you were. All right, we're calling Belushi's Wine Bars. Hey, Belushi. This is in England. London, England. Just a moment, folks.
This car delivers one...
Or record a replacement after the tone.
Damn it.
Didn't even any answer there. Just went right to voicemail. What was that about? Listen, loser. Okay, let's see what else we got here to call. We got about 30 minutes left to show. If you do want to call in, Noon is making a good suggestion. If you want to call in to help out, by all means, or take your stab at doing some pranks, you can do so. 1-888-278-8509 is the number. And do that. In the meantime, let's go ahead and call the Salty Dog Cafe. This one's in South Carolina. Just a moment, folks. Next prank of the day. I got it right that time, motherfucker. I didn't say the night. I said the day. Give me a gold star for that, Tuck. Thank you.
Hey, dude. You know what? After what you people just did to me, I got a good mind to go down there and give you the middle finger. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Be more specific.
You know the middle finger. You got five finger. The middle finger, I'm going to give it right in your face, the middle finger. You ain't going to do shit about it.
Okay.
I went down there. Got my wallet stolen by one of you employees. And he won't admit to it, but I know he did it. Who is in charge of security? Who is a security person right there right now?
I don't have a security person right now.
What about the head immigrant?
The head what?
The head immigrant.
You're talking to a manager on duty, but I mean, straight and simple to me, I'm going to hang out.
You're the what? I'm sorry, you're the what now? The manager on what?
I'm the manager on duty, so
On duty?
I can either help you, or you can tell me what you need, or...
Yeah, why are you on the duty? What is that? You're on the duty, what? What does that mean? Wow.
Fuck this show. I retire. I retired a year ago. The fuck am I still doing on? Forgot to take the cover off of the camera. Whoops. Sorry. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Nunu has sent in a number here. For what? Just confirmed this one. Indian restaurant in Manchester that got closed down a while ago for having cockroaches all over the place. Guy who answered had good accent. Very good. Alright, we'll call the good accent guy an Indian restaurant in the United Kingdom of England. Just a moment.
Hello?
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 Hello? Excuse me while I kiss this guy real quick. Give me a second. Hello? I said, can you excuse me while I kiss this guy for a second? Hello? Sir?
Hello there, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please. Is this...
You can't, you collect.
Is this Al Bilal?
This is Al Bilal, yes.
Okay, yes, I'm going to come and pick it up in my hand machine.
Pardon?
I'm going to come in my hand machine and pick it up.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good.
Can I have your order, please?
Yes,
any
I like...
starters?
What?
Any starters?
Dude, I'm American. Don't... The starter what? What do you mean? What is that?
That means any starters from the menu.
The only starter I know goes in a car, and I got a rental. I need to order a palau rice, or
just main meal then, yes?
How is it?
Pilau rice, yes.
This, you know, I'm American, and I only speak American. And because I know you guys put the U in color, I guess this is pila.
Which main dish would you like to order?
The pila rice.
No. Pillow, not the rice, but which is the dish you want to order?
What is poopa?
The meal.
Papadum. Yeah, that.
How many? Two in a portion.
Two in an order?
Two in one portion.
Well, I want the whole thing, not a portion.
No, what I meant to say. How many papadum would you like to order? If you're ordering one portion, that means you'll get papadum, two papadum, that's in one portion, with chutneys as well.
But I don't want a portion of it, I want the whole order.
No, you misunderstood me there. You have ordered papadums.
Exactly, papadums for two of us, papadums.
If you want two portions, that's four.
If you want one portion,
then it's two papadums.
Okay, a portion is a part. But I'm asking, I want the whole thing. I don't just want a portion. I want the whole order for two people.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Hi there, what would you like to order?
Yes, I'm ordering pillow rice.
Pillow rice, yeah?
Pillow rice.
Is it the yellow rice?
My first language is American. I'm from America.
Okay.
And not this English stuff. And this one here says P-I-L-A-U. So I know the U.
It's pronounced as pilau.
It's pilau?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Pilau rice. That one.
Yeah.
And I need the papadams?
Papadums, yeah.
And there's two of us. Now, he said a portion. I'm explaining. I want the whole thing, not just a portion of it.
No, the whole thing is one portion. You got two pieces and the chutney.
Okay, but what I'm saying, I don't want a portion of the order. I want the whole order, you know. I want the whole thing, not just a part of it, not a portion. We want the completion of it.
That is a whole bit.
I want two completions.
Yeah, okay, two completions, yeah.
Okay,
Two of them, yeah?
Two completions.
The poppadoms.
Papad. And the pillow, and the pillow rice.
The poppadoms, yeah?
Right.
Okay.
Okay,
what curries would you like?
I'm sorry?
What curries would you like?
I see the chicken curry, With extra cockroaches.
Pardon?
With extra cockroaches, please.
Where are you calling from?
From the United States of America. Do you have any palmetto beetles? We call them cockroaches. Sir?
Oh, you want to come in and say that?
Well, I'm making an order. It's a free country, sir. This is America. I make an order where I want. I feel
no,
like
no,
I want
no, to. No, shut your mouth.
Sir, I'm American. Watch
shut
your mouth.
Shut the fuck up, you bastard.
Excuse me, this
American
is...
American bastard.
How dare you, sir?
Shut up.
After what we've done for you. You wake up in the morning, you thank the God for us. Yes.
That was fun. See, we had to keep the payoff. Nina's like, get to the cockroaches, motherfucker.
Nice,
that was
nice.
Perfect timing.
American.
American bastard. Yo, American bastard. He had that anger, man. That's anger right there, KDK. Don't tell me I'm angry.
98.6.
No.
Explain that.
The angry mouth.
Sir?
Oh, you want to come in and say that?
Well, I'm making an order. It's a free country, sir. This is America. I make an order where I want. I feel
no,
like
no,
I
no,
want.
No, no, shut your mouth.
Sir, I'm American. Watch
shut
your mouth.
Shut the fuck up, you bastard.
Excuse me, this
American
is...
American bastard.
How dare you, sir?
Shut up.
After what we've done for you. You wake up in the morning, you thank the God for us.
That's true, that they're supposed to. It's in the Constitution of the United States of America. You didn't know that? Look it up, assholes. Wikipedia.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Beautiful. All right, man. Patriotic here. Patriotic day. God damn it, this is the greatest country in the world. Son of a bitch, get it right. Alright, so we're going to do some more pranks, right? We got more time. We got about 20 minutes. That was a great call.
Fuck you, American asshole.
Fuck you, American asshole. I got to put that up on the website tonight. That was good. Yeah, I love that dude. I'm going to call him before we end the show tonight. Make it a point that we call him back. Let's see what other numbers are. We got the Shepherd's Bush. The Shepherd's Bush. Whoa, watch out. Oh, hey. The Shepherd's Bush is in England also. London, England, to be exact. We're out of weed music. Who cares? Let's call the Shepherd's Bush green.
Every day.
I just lie awake and think of perfect nights we spent. Under magic's wondrous spell. And all them things I love and something came. And made my world a living hell. Dun 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 dun. No, no, no.
I command you to answer in the name of America. Joe America should make a comeback, huh?
Captain America, World Police.
Captain America. World Police. Goddamn right. I want to hear that song now.
Learn to hang up the phone. I did that on purpose, folks, really. let's see, Lonesome Loser sent in a promising number here. This one is for LL Convenience Store. There's a crazy, angry Asian guy that works here. He sounds like the guy from the You Took My Newspaper call. Oh, cool, man. What, classics. Classics right there for sure, dude. You took my newspaper. No, no, that's the other guy. Wait a minute. That's you kicked my dog. You took my newspaper was the Asian guy where the guy's like, it was like, you took my newspaper, you asshole, right? Wasn't it like that? And the Asian guy's like, then he pick up the second time and say, like, hello? Like he's trying to act like a woman or something. I think I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah, when you're calling.
What are you calling? He's like, why are you calling? Why are you calling? Or who are you calling like that? Who are you calling? He says something weird like that.
You know what? That is the kick my dog call. It is the kick my dog.
No, are you sure? No, he said you just stole my newspaper. Remember, it's like I'm gonna kick your ass. You know, we're gonna go down now. And he's like, motherfucker, you fucking bitch. You got that? Play that, Ted, if you got it. Shit. Entertain me. Or entertain the people. That
smoke them if you got them.
Smoke them if you got them.
Smoke weed every day.
Ted, you don't do that stuff. Don't talk like that, all right? I'm a bad influence. You know that. I really want to find this song here. Hang on. Let's see if I can find this song that I ever sing.
It's only on the virtual game that they had done. He just tells
no, even my character in World of Warcraft is vegetarian.
Really? You can pick your eating habits?
No, it's just that whenever I find, like, wolf meat or roasted duck or something off of a character, mm-hmm. I won't eat it. I sell it.
There we go. Cool. That's good for you, Ted. That's a good statement for the kids playing. But you still sell them herb, which means you're a pot dealer to the newbies. That's not good.
Yeah.
Shame on you. You're a pot dealer. That's why you're happy today on 420. All right, everybody, here we go. This is the song I was singing before.
I'm a pot dealer.
You're a WoW pot dealer on World of Warcraft. You know it. Isn't that what you said? You sell some kind of special herb to them, right? Special herb. Come on.
Well, one of my professions is alchemy, and the other one is herbalism.
That's what you do. You mix those two together, you get weed, you get high. Alchemy.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small.
Ted is selling lighters and weed and herb, basically. No, I'm kidding. But is this a lucrative thing for you?
Playing white rather than different than airplane.
So is that all you do? I'm sure you play your missions and stuff like that, but on the side you sell items to the newer players and stuff to buy stuff for yourself? Is that what you do, or are you just having fun? What is a typical day in WoW like for you?
I try to make money.
You try to make money? Hey, watch out. That's what
I'm talking. I've never actually spent a whole day in WoW, but the whole point of the game is, like, go on quests, gain experience, find items. If you don't need the items, sell them in the auction house, get more money to buy better items, to fight bigger monsters. It goes on and on and on like that.
Excuse me. Sounds fun. Sounds fun. Maybe one day I'll play that. I was going to say something to you, and I totally forgot what it was, brah. You know? My bad. What was I going to say to Ted? Something to Ted. Something important to say to Ted. Woosah. What was I going to say? What was I going to say? Fuck. I don't know. Whatever. Here's the song again. All right, so we're going to call the convenience store.
A loved one you know is suffering from Alzheimer's. Please call this number.
Yes, please. We'll be right back with the next call.
That's good music, man. Good music.
Bonjour.
Ted, are you going to follow through with New News' suggestion? He wants you to call the Indian place.
Ask about their sister.
The sister, yeah. That's your line, right? You always ask, but what about your sister?
Do you have any sister?
Last week, the guy was like, no, no, do not have that. No. No. Something like that? No, do not have sister.
That reminds me of the new call. We got the
bastards.
We have 12 minutes. I just got the word from the ball and chain that make sure that I'm off the air by 5. Because we have a few more things to do here before our company gets in around 5:15, 5:20. Man, I am starving. God, man, I might go to Taco Bell next, you know. I think I might go to Taco Bell here when I get off there, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll order a pizza, you know. I had pizza yesterday. I just like the hard tacos, Ted. Just straight up hard taco. Three of them, three hard tacos. And I don't like sauce on them, just straight up. But I do like to get a pintos and cheese. You know, I gotta lose some weight, man. I'm gonna turn into a fatty. I lost some weight, I gained back. Anyway, this one goes out to Ted here, who's pushing out there.
Diets don't work.
Ted pushing that herb, that alchemy on WoW.
Hey, man,
Ted, you gonna call in, do that call? Or should I call on my own? We got about 10 minutes left.
Alright, I'll call.
Ben Chod, alright, good. Ted coming up in a moment.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
I'm good. I like that voice. Hang on, let me get you the deed. Did Nimna send it to you?
Archie is needed.
Archie! That guy's such a racist. Speaking of racism, that guy, man. What's his name? Don Rickles? It wasn't Don Rickles, was it?
I don't remember his name.
I confused.
Was he in like a detective cop kind of series for a while?
I think so.
Carol O'Connor?
Carol O'Connor.
You are a meathead.
Yeah. Did I send you the number?
Ted from the neck up.
I sent you the number there, Ted, in the IRC, in the Madhouse IRC.
Machode is motherfucker. Bonchode is sisterfucker.
Wow.
Chutia is fucker.
Chutia?
Chutia.
Tia. Okay.
Chutia. Well, it's Chutia.
Man, I could go for
I don't know. This person has really bad phonetics.
Okay.
Representation.
I could go for, man, some non-bread right now. Oh, man. Or some...
The guy who answered the phone is totally gay.
Yeah, he's got a gay accent kind of thing. Well, you heard him. You heard him earlier. There's nothing nice to say, though, you know. We call them happy people on the show from now on. Happy people only, Ted.
Right.
Not even that,
Ted. That's, you're so happy.
You're saying that they're women. They're not women. They are men. They
graceful
are
people.
All right, so should I dial this number, or are you going to do it?
I'm done.
You doing it? Okay. No, I'm just asking. I can dial it.
Your papa dumps.
Ted is a vegetarian, so maybe ask for no cockroaches. Good idea. Good thinking, Nunu. Good looking out.
Hello, Al-Bilal.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, who's this?
Good, good. I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay, what would you like?
What do you have, a vegetarian?
Loads of dishes, saag aloo, tadka dal.
Yes.
And a few more.
What is tadka dal? What is that?
That's lentils.
Oh, very good. I'll take 2 tadka dal. 1 pilau rice. What is a pilau rice? What does that mean?
It's yellow rice. Oily rice.
How you make yellow? What is inside? How you make yellow?
Food color.
Oh, good, good. And my sister, she's no vegetarian, so I take a chicken curry with extra cockroaches.
Should we deliver it to your house?
No, this is a pickup.
No, you want to come here and pick you up, man?
No, I pick up. What are you saying, man? What are you saying?
Where do you want to pick you up from?
What is meaning? What are you saying? Why pick up? I pick up from the restaurant, no?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this?
I tried to make order and he say I must pick up. Say I must pick up.
We don't pick up. We don't pick up.
Not
you can't pick up from me. You can't pick up from me.
That's what I'm saying. What is meaning pick up from you?
What? You're with you, yeah. Don't ring this number again.
I'm machoed.
No, don't ring this number, yeah. Shut your mouth, yeah. Don't ring this number again.
Bastard, son of a bitch.
That sounds just like they would do it. You sound just like them. Bastard son of a bitch. Oh man, that just brings memories of Jin fucking Stewart, as he calls himself now.
Is that what he calls himself?
Jin, he says it all the time. I'm Jin fucking Stewart. I said that once and I think he ran with it. He likes that a lot. Jin fucking Stewart. Hey, whatever works for you, right, bro?
Do you know that there are Indian swear words on Yahoo Answers?
Are you kidding? Someone asked for... Did someone said, like, can I get some Indian swear words?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Bad people. Shame. Well, there's a website for international swear words. I've gotten those before. What's it called? I think it's like...
There's a book called Merd, which has, like, swear words from pretty popular languages.
Really? That means...
I don't know if they do Hindi or whatever.
That's French for shit. Well, anybody who watches Star Trek The Next Generation knows that. Like me, because I'm cool. How do you say that? Let's see. Greek. I think I found the ones Greek curse words. It's been up forever. Like since the 90s, I remember. I don't know. Here's one called youswear.com. Maybe that's the one. I don't know. There's a website out there that does that. It's really cool. It's like just where. Here we go. In different languages. Here we go. In Indian. Let me see. This is the one you look at. It's called Greek. It's called youswear.com. Is that where you go?
I don't know, I didn't go there.
Alright, this is Hindi. Let's see.
There's like a Hindi text-to-speech thing called Bachak. It's pretty funny.
That
like,
sounds...
If you like cut and paste some of the Hindi in there.
Yeah, that sounds like a swear word right there. I just sent you a link to it, and actually, you can actually... People actually rate if it's accurate or not. Like, they got, you got penis or father. Well, penis or father is Bap Ka Lavde. Bap Ka.
I thought it was Tera Bape or something like... Well, something like Teramadi Lan means like your mother's penis or something like that.
I don't see it. I don't see that one here.
So how do they say? Because Lan is supposed to be like dick or penis. Like
I don't know. It says Bob Kilavde is one, and only 50% of people rated it accurate though. Apparently, sister fucker Benchad.
That's
like there. That's 80. It's got an 81% rating. You got Bai Chad. Is 69%. Gay is all happy people. That's Chukka, apparently. Bastard is Kamina. Gand is ass. That's interesting. Take a look at that. Fucker, it says it's got Chudia.
I don't know. I found a site where they had like some really nasty sayings. Like
really?
One was may you drown in a handful of semen.
That is sick.
Wow.
There's one
actually what I did was is I put it into the text-to-speech, and I started playing it to the Canadians inside the Ventrilo.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah, because they're big Jim Stewart fans, so
they get into it.
In fake Hindi all day long.
Oh, that's those two guys. What are they? The French guys, yeah.
Boniface and Zughead. Yeah.
Yeah, Zughead and Boniface. They're big Jim Stewart fans. Yeah, good kids, those guys, man. They're really cool. I like them. Okay, Ted, I'm going to get off the line. It's 5 o'clock, and I'm by contract with my fiancé. I have to get off the phone, unfortunately.
Okay,
thanks for calling, bro. That was fun.
All right, peace.
Catch on the computer machine. There we go. Back to the computer machine. Hey, everybody. What didn't we have a great time? 2 hours of show.
Surprise mystery show. We dealt with some drama tonight. We had some pranks tonight, of course.
Today.
Oh, man. I think I did it 3 times. Wow. Yeah, it would be a hard chance. Yeah, I tell you what, I kind of enjoyed doing the 3 p.m. show. I'll start doing that on a regular basis. Maybe on Saturday afternoons would be a good day, I think, because a lot of businesses are a lot of businesses close on Sundays but are open
still
on Saturdays.
Open.
You know, we'll look into it. Maybe we'll do some afternoon shows again. That'd be fun. We'll look into that. Anyway, folks, we had a great time, you know.
Totally.
Yeah, we had a great time.
We can all worship the goddess together on the Saturday afternoon, or Sunday afternoon, or a weekday afternoon. It'd be great.
Yeah, if I don't quit before then. All right, we'll catch you here on Thursday. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night. Good day. God damn it.
Mexican is my friend, June 17th.
Smoke weed every day.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.